The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Let the beat kick in. I mean, the lyrics kick in real quick, and then I'll go. I know I'm on. Hold on. Intros in the 90s were a little bit longer. There it is. Tribe. Early 90s hip-hop, because that's the last time Washington was good. Everyone deal with it. Toby, you're going to catch a lot of shrapnel today. You're going to be confused because you're going to hear the words, and it'll make sense given the actual beat and melodies that the gentlemen are rapping over. So you'll be confused here.
Okay.
No mumbling. No mumbling in this music.
There's no, and then kind of like a string of guttural utterances over something that you could create on a Casio keyboard from the mid-90s with like a single tambourine beat. So this, it'll be more complicated. It'll be melodic. And the rappers will be what I like to call talented. So you'll be confused. You'll be bewildered the whole time. But get on board. It's fine. All you young people, you're wrong. This is my time. All right? Deal with it. Welcome back. Grant and Danny here on The Fan. Toby is in for GP. It's not four down territory because that's a touchdown. So, again, everyone can kiss 100% of my tuchus. We got Jaden Daniels. Here's the question. Toby, you go first. I'll go second. Carlos, go third. Lowest moment yesterday and then the highest moment. Like, how down were you? What was happening? And then would you go nuts?
Yeah, it probably has to be, what was it, that second Brian Robinson fumble? Or maybe coming out with the Diami Brown fumble? Like, I mean, the fact that you can go through and have five different turnovers and go through, and it's probably a low point after each one of those. But it's got to be probably the Saquon run. I mean, Saquon going for 68 yards when the backup quarterbacks come in and it's over. I wanted to turn off the TV, and I'm not that guy, Danny. I'll watch through the pain. I'll deal with it. I become cynical. I told you so. This team sucks, and they're not even as good, and they can't beat anybody. You know, I'll get that way, and that's how I felt yesterday. It was, oh, my goodness. I had some optimism that they might actually be able to pull this one out or be close, and I looked like an idiot right away because they were just playing so horrifically. So I think right away in that first quarter, it was like, okay, this game's going to be done right away. This thing is so stupid. Why am I wasting my time with this? Why did I get my hopes up? And I was done with it. I was checking the other scores. I'm like, all right, well, at least we can have maybe the Giants win over the Falcons, which was never going to happen. Maybe you can have the Jets beat the Rams and help you out a little bit. Maybe you can have some of these other things happen. And I was kind of moved on to next week. I saw you tweet about that. And it all changed. And that catch was 6 seconds. I was telling Darius about this before the show. This is the only time this season where I have two TVs that I'm watching games on.
Mm-hmm.
And I put my phone down, and I went to the one TV that had the game on, and I was standing right in front of it, and I could not care less about anything. I heard my phone buzzing because someone was calling me. I'm like, what idiot is
not calling me right now?
Leave me alone. It was actually my dad wanting to know, so I answered and told him.
Oh, that's nice.
Which, coincidentally, he called me right before both picks. So don't call me during games, Dad. Both picks are on him. I'm putting both picks on him.
I agree with that. Yep.
But just jubilation. When he completes that pass, which people sleep on how good that pass is, by the way. Anticipation, understanding it's cover two with the split safeties, waiting for him to clear the linebacker, and just running around the living room shouting all by myself. Just, I don't know that I felt that this year. Even the Hail Mary was, you know, there's like a luck, like, oh my goodness, that just happened. This one was like, holy crap, we've got our guy. Like, holy crap, this dude is unbelievable. So I know those are kind of like generic answers, like the Barkley run kind of rips your heart out, and then all of a sudden Jaden Daniels throwing that last second touchdown just puts you over the moon, but that's kind of where it was yesterday, man. It was wild.
To me, the lowest I felt was after that huge kickoff return by Luke McCaffrey, and then they immediately turned it over.
Yes.
They can't compete with this team. Philadelphia's so good. And by the way, they're still great. Philadelphia is a Super Bowl contender. I hate saying it because I hate them, but they're awesome. That long kickoff return, and I'm like, all right, nice. Now we got we'll steal a little momentum back. At least make this respectable. And then they turned it over right away. And I said, okay, that's the end. There's nothing they can do. They are totally outmanned, outclassed, out everything. And my highest moment, even before that touchdown, I'm going to let Manny in South Beach talk about it. Manny, what were you doing when it was bad, and what'd you do when it was good? What's up, buddy? You're on the fan.
This is Manny in South Beach.
Yes, it is.
Not South Beach. We in the East of Washingtonian here, but man, I'm gonna tell you right now. I'm gonna keep it 100. The Saquon run, it just made that little butterfly, the little gurgle you get in the bottom of your stomach.
Yeah.
You're like, oh my God, when you feel like you gotta use the bathroom. Yeah, my bowels loosened, but I had to hold my grippers tight. I'm never down on my team always, but sometimes I went through the Danny Snyder era with y'all, but hey. My highest moment, 4th and 11.
Yep. That's mine.
4th and 11.
That's
because
mine.
To me, that one was exactly what Saquon did. He just didn't take it to the house. It saved our day. It saved us. He continuously saved us. And then of course the crescendo is the touchdown at the end. That's everybody almost. You might have got wet. Everybody got wet. You know what I'm talking about?
But I do. Manny, thank you, buddy. Appreciate you. Got a lot of folks on hold. Good call. That moment, that 4th and 11, they're down still. They're still not a threat to win that game. But I just it kind of smacked me back into the reality, which is, oh, that's right. Any frustration I've got is temporary. Any sadness or bitterness I've got because they're not as good as a Super Bowl contender right now with a roster that's pretty devoid of talent. Big picture, long term, we got him.
And you sleep on the fact too that it felt like, oh, here's his moment, and he threw a pick. And then somehow Devontae Smith dropped a ball that he's caught a million times in his life.
A million times.
And then he still got his moment once again and took advantage of it. So it almost felt like your heart got ripped out again because you were like, gonna have the chance. And then all of a sudden there's a pick. And then you still got that extra chance. You've only got the one timeout though. And put him against the wall and he still finds a way.
Mm-hmm. I mean, going back to the sequence I'm talking about. Huge return from McCaffrey after Philadelphia scores. Okay? And there's a little bit of a gain. A couple things happen. They got bailed out, I think on a third down by unnecessary roughness penalty, if memory serves. And they're moving the football. I'm going, okay, well, maybe now we go back and forth. And then Brian Robinson fumbled again. I'm going, okay, that's it. They're just not good enough. And that 4th and 11, again, smacked me back to, they're going to lose this game, but who cares?
Yeah.
Right? I've got the thing. And then, of course, they ended up winning. Let's go to Ruben in Texas, I believe, listening on the Odyssey app. Ruben, what's up, man? When were you the lowest and when did you get high?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, it's Mark Schler with the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. The NFL season is in full swing, and I'll be here to break down all the action like no one else can. Follow and listen to the Stinkin' Truth Podcast on your free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Ruben, are you for Scuba?
Yeah, right here, man.
What's up, man? You're on.
I felt that my lowest was when we were trying to battle the referees at the same time, man. That was a very shocker for us. And my eyes was for Crowder. I was happy for him, man.
Appreciate you, dude. Yeah, that
The refs were horrendous.
I thought so. And again, I'm sure Philadelphia is doing, they're probably doing that on Philly Radio this morning too. We noticed it a lot because they kept these like huge drive sustaining moments, yes. Pass interference, Lattimore, pass interference. You know, I thought at least one of those was. I thought that the final one probably was the right call. The second one I wouldn't have called. The first one, that's football. By little yes. The law, maybe he's holding on to something, but that's because Brown's got his hand inside his
shirt, you
got
to be able to see that. No person runs with their chest leaned into a guy. Like, that's impossible to do.
He's getting dragged down.
He's getting dragged.
He's like kind of hoisting himself up while tugging on the arm.
But, you know,
I thought the ball wasn't catchable.
Yeah, if I'm WIP today, I'm complaining about the roughing the passer penalty. I'm complaining
the ejection.
About the ejection. Mm-hmm. I mean, when's the last time you saw a dude talking to a guy, the dude slaps his helmet off, and the dude that said something, we'll never know what he said, but the dude that was talking is the one that gets the flag, not the dude that slapped his helmet off.
Bernie in Virginia, lowest moment, best moment.
So lowest moment was when Lattimore got beat on the simple slant to A.J. Brown.
For the touchdown.
With Pickett in the game. And I'm like, oh, what? That's why we got him. You know, did the DB mess up? Was there safety help? The biggest moment, I mean, I know it's cliche, but it's when they got the ball back. It was when the Eagles punted. And I'm like, they're going to win this game. I mean, my son, wife, and I have been on an emotional roller coaster. And I'm like, even if they don't win this game, just something about this team, and it's not encapsulated just in that game, that player, that year, they're going to be this team for a while. And that was my high moment because it just didn't blend into it for that game. I mean, that was absolutely unbelievable. Remember all the calls Philadelphia got last year in Washington, the reversal on the catch, the short of the first down? I feel no sympathy for the refs. So.
Oh, none at all. I'm right with you, buddy. I appreciate that. Edward in Hartford. What's up, man? Best and worst.
Hey, what's going on, man? Look, I'm going to make this quick and then have a quick point. I'm going to say the worst is the fumbles. If you take away the two turnovers, you probably win this game by two touchdowns because of the ending touchdown that Jaden threw, which means he doesn't have to even get to the point to throw that touchdown. The best, Jaden Daniels at the end of the touchdown that he threw.
Yeah.
It's just unfathomable that we're watching a quarterback do what C.J. Stroud did last year, but even almost five times better than that because of the records that he's breaking on the pace of even maybe having a better record than C.J. Stroud. And then my last thing I wanted to talk about is I know people are talking about what the refs did, what this did, C.J. Gardner-Johnson. I heard that C.J. Gardner-Johnson has problems with talking trash and taunting, and that's why he got the penalty.
Yeah, he's a talker.
Big time.
Thanks, buddy. He's the opposite of Vince Vaughn in old school.
Yeah.
He is a talker.
And you know for a fact he said some stuff that was way over the line, because to get Terry that fired up that he was, to have the ref right there and him flag what he said versus Deami Brown hitting him in the face – it was clearly way over the line.
Yeah, a couple of callers ago brought this up, though, Tobes, and I want to get to it super quick. Like, Lattimore got beat so soundly on that.
Yes.
And this is the NFL. A.J. Brown's a monster. Does that to everybody. But I remember going, for this?
Mm-hmm.
All that weight for this? Now, I actually thought he competed and played decently well before leaving with a hamstring. Again, we're going to find out more, hopefully, in the next hour or so, what his status is. But that's not good. I mean, this is one of the knocks, is chronically beat up and injured. You hear hamstring. That's the same thing that kept them from playing until now over the span of a month. Or I guess going against New Orleans last week was the first time. But that's not great. I mean, there was a moment where Brown caught a ball short of the first down and Lattimore rallied and tackled him. That was a huge play in the game. Something similar happened later and St. Juice just whiffed. And again, A.J. Brown's a beast. He's awesome. But the whole point of Lattimore to me is to go compete with that guy. They don't have anybody else that can compete with him. And that was really frustrating, where it's like, I get losing on a slant to a guy that's, again, Megatron light in terms of that size, speed, skill, and hands. Guys are going to beat all day. But he wasn't within 5 yards of the guy.
Yeah, I thought it was an uneven performance from him because there were some good spots. Like, to me, that the route you're talking about, I think it was 3rd and 4, A.J. Brown catches it 3 yards, and he's able to make the tackle. I mean, if you remember that play, Brown motions over from the right. He ends up looking like he's going to run a drag underneath the guy that's creating some traffic and then cuts back out. To be able to make that play and make the tackle, that's elite-level cornerback play. So it showed you how good he can be. But then some of the interference penalties, the fact that he's not even out of his stance as A.J. Brown is 2 steps inside on that slant at the end zone. Like, it's up and down, but at the same point, I think it helps their defense because St. Juice would have got beat 100 times worse if he was out there all day on him.
800-636-1067. Someone drops off, you can hop on. We got Locked and Loaded. Lions Ben Standing is going to join the program at 3. Tell us what he knows about some of the injuries, updates, quantify what we saw yesterday. But until then, your calls. Lowest moment, best moment yesterday. This is Grant Danny here on The Fan.